I'm very glad to meet our captain, Dennis Onyango. He's the inspiration for the national team. I think he's an inspiration for young players. His professionalism, his passion, his discipline, and I think he's made a big contribution to the progress of the national team and soccer in general. I said that in the recent past, I think Uganda has gotten to the international stage as far as football is concerned on three occasions. When we went all the way to the finals in 1978 with Ghana, when Villa went to the finals in the Champions in the Champions League, Villa lost, but it was a huge landmark that they went all the way to the final. And when Dennis was awarded as the best goalkeeper on the African continent, you know, standing, you know, shoulder high with the other greats on the continent, Mo Salah and Sadio Mane, it made us very proud as Ugandans. And the country needs to get to the high stage to even achieve bigger things, not only in sports, but in all other areas. You need some kind of a stepping stone. And I think our sports stars do this very well. And like Dennis said, you know, you see me wearing the shirt 18. I do that on purpose because I think it's very inspirational. And I'm very proud of his achievements, and I'm sure there's still a lot of football in him. And I hope he's got a big role to play and mentoring the young players, encouraging them and showing them the right path. I think Uganda can be a big soccer powerhouse when we have players like him. So thank you very much for finding time to come over here, and I wish you all the luck in the future.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning. For me, as a captain of the Uganda Cranes, it gives me great honor and pleasure to be here. Of course, meeting my number one fan, the Katikkiro of Uganda. And of course, I'm not only here to represent myself, I'm here to present the Uganda Cranes as a team, because of course I'm the captain, but most of them have already departed to their respective clubs, and they couldn't make their way to the kingdom, but they say I must pass on the message that they're really honored to have you as one of their number one fan as well, because Uganda Cranes doesn't only stand on Dennis Onyango, it stands on all the players and the technical team. So for me, it's a great honor to be here. And of course, we really love to have you again supporting the Uganda Cranes, and of course all Ugandans to support the Uganda Cranes, because this is the game that unites mostly all Ugandans. It doesn't matter where they come from. You might find someone in Arua who, when the Uganda Cranes is playing, everything stops, I guess. They support the nation. But when the Uganda Cranes is done, then the rest continues. So for me, I believe that with great support and inspiration and love from Ugandans, this is what drives us as players. And we must be very good examples to Ugandans, because football sometimes teaches us a lot of things. Of course, some might not take it serious that football teaches things, but football is part of it, it's like life. Sometimes things go well, sometimes things don't go well, and we need to deal with such situations. But with just a few words, I really want to thank you, I don't know what to call it, but Katikkiro, yes, for honoring me and inviting me to have this great moment in the kingdom. And with those few words, I would really love to offer you one of the jerseys that I used at the AFCON.
Now this is the authentic one. This is the Senegal jazz. Thank you very much. I love you absolutely.
Where are the dancing? Jesus, oh.